Picture a world where parents shell out thousands for college prep boot camps while teenagers darkly joke that a classmate's tragic accident might boost their own admissions chances. This isn't dystopian fiction. It's the reality of modern college admissions in America. When Stanford accepts just 5% of applicants and anxious families treat elite university rejection like a death sentence, we've crossed into dangerous territory. Yet here's the uncomfortable truth that challenges everything we've been told. The correlation between attending a prestigious university and achieving success is far weaker than the billion-dollar admissions industry wants you to believe. Among Fortune 500 CEOs, only one of the top 10 attended an Ivy League school as an undergraduate. The others? They graduated from places like the University of Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Auburn, schools that wouldn't make most families dream college lists. Elite credentials don't guarantee power. U.S. presidents attended schools like Eureka College and Southwest Texas State Teachers College. The 2016 presidential field included graduates from Catholic University, Houston, Delaware, and Baylor. Steve Schmidt and David Plouffe, who ran opposing 2008 presidential campaigns, both attended the University of Delaware without finishing their degrees. Years later, they completed requirements together under the same math professor. This pattern repeats across fields. New York Times columnists graduated from Marquette, Boston University, and Grambling State. Pulitzer winners studied at Syracuse, Bowling Green State, and Sunny Binghamton. David Kochaniewski won a Pulitzer for explanatory reporting after Princeton, Harvard, and Brown rejected him. He drove a Mr. Softy truck and worked as a janitor to pay his way through Sunny Binghamton. MacArthur Genius Grant winners come from Sunny Purchase, Louisiana State, and Villanova. Arizona State produced more Forbes 30 Under 30 honorees than Duke, Dartmouth, and Cornell combined. Excellence doesn't require an elite zip code. Stanford's 5.1% acceptance rate is deliberately engineered. Universities inflate application numbers to drive down acceptance rates and climb rankings, purchasing high-scoring students' names from testing organizations and blanketing unlikely candidates with glossy brochures while collecting fees they'll never seriously consider. The common applications, near doubling in 5 years, makes firing off applications effortless. Those daunting rates hide troubling realities. At Harvard, legacy applicants get accepted at roughly 5 times the rate of regular students. When you add recruited athletes, donor children, faculty kids, and celebrity offspring, as many as 55% of students at elite schools received preferential treatment. For unconnected applicants, the real odds are far worse than advertised. This manufactured scarcity has turned toxic. Students circle competitors' photos in yearbooks, create fantasy leagues predicting classmates' outcomes, and joke about bus accidents eliminating rivals. Applicants fabricate coming out stories. Wealthy families fund orphanages solely to create service opportunities. We've created a system where anxiety and manipulation have replaced genuine learning. U.S. News & World Report's college rankings wield near-biblical authority despite shaky foundations. Over 20% of a school's score reflects opinions from guidance counselors and administrators who lack deep institutional knowledge, a self-fulfilling prophecy where prestige perpetuates itself. Other metrics reward lavish spending on amenities rather than educational quality, while fetishizing selectivity, essentially rewarding schools for rejecting more students. Even Condoleezza Rice, who teaches at Stanford, criticizes how rankings unnecessarily limit students' horizons. She graduated from the University of Denver, ranked 88th, choosing it for proximity and tuition benefits. What made her education valuable wasn't Denver's ranking, but her initiative, aggressively seeking out professors during office hours and throwing herself into campus activities. You will find faculty at almost every college who are vibrant and exciting, she insists. Schools manipulate metrics shamelessly, recruiting applications they'll reject, offering merit scholarships to inflate test scores, using enrollment tricks to game calculations. As former Vanderbilt admissions dean William Shane noted, below a 30% acceptance rate, a class is not really getting better, just more statistically impressive. Arizona State University, America's largest single-administration university, offers transformative experiences that defy its party school reputation. Through Barrett Honors College, Wendy Zupac completed three majors and gained admission to Yale Law School while paying just $6,000 yearly versus $50,000 at elite schools. Devin Mowney declined Yale and Brown for a full ASU scholarship, where he testified at the state legislature and ran a local campaign, opportunities his Ivy League friends lacked while competing for scarce internships. America's landscape brims with such hidden gems. Texas A&M offers a Titans of Investing seminar, combining market theory with leadership wisdom through classic literature. Monmouth University features behavioral psychology courses at Six Flags Safari Park. St. Lawrence University provides an Adirondack semester, where students live in electricity-free yurts studying environmental philosophy. David Russ & Co. chose Penn State over Carnegie Mellon's superior computer science program to develop social skills. There, he met two students with whom he co-founded Weebly, securing $35 million in funding at a $455 million valuation. His story reveals a crucial truth: college selection should prioritize fit over prestige. Like clothing, a school must match the person choosing it. Google's hiring philosophy reveals what truly matters professionally. When you look at people who don't go to school and make their way in the world, those are exceptional human beings, explains Supervisor Laszlo Bach. Security Manager Pariza Tabriz agrees. Getting an A in computer science doesn't mean you're a good programmer. The largest study of U.S. college graduates, by Gallup and Purdue University, confirmed that college selectivity has virtually no bearing on success or contentment. What doubled workplace engagement were meaningful relationships, professors who cared personally, made learning exciting, and encouraged dreams. Student debt matters more than prestige. Graduates with $20,000 to $40,000 in loans reported much lower thriving rates than those graduating debt-free. Christiane Amanpour's success came from her journalism commitment, not her University of Rhode Island pedigree. Broadway designer Scott Pask, a University of Arizona graduate and three-time Tony winner, tells students seeking formulaic paths, "There is no map. What distinguishes successful people isn't their acceptance letter, but sustained determination and deep attachment to their work, qualities transcending any admissions committee's judgment." In an age of economic anxiety, parents view elite colleges as guarantors of success. But this pursuit rests on two flaws. It falsely suggests life follows predictable formulas when reality is messier, and it perverts hard work's meaning, framing effort as merely instrumental rather than passionate. Political strategist Steve Schmidt warns ambitious students, "Life isn't reduced to a formula. Luck enters into it." The admissions obsession creates perfect robots posing as kids, plagued by perfectionism. Yet students who thrive, regardless of where they attend, approach college with initiative and curiosity. Jillian Vogel, rejected by Brown, maximized her UNC experience by proactively seeking challenging classes and convincing professors to admit her to selective seminars. Justin DeBenedictis Kessner arrived at William & Mary bitter about his safety school, but transformed disappointment into motivation, ultimately earning MIT doctoral admission. What matters isn't which campus you attend, but what you bring: curiosity, risk-taking, relationship building, determination to seize opportunities. In a world obsessed with rankings, the most radical act might be trusting your worth isn't determined by admissions committees. Your college doesn't make you. You make your college experience.